a status report on a very unusual and controversial civilian aircraft. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. The Bella Gusta Aerospace BA-609 civilian tiltrotor is an aircraft which has many industry analysts scratching their heads. The machine promises to merge many of the desirable qualities of a helicopter with those of a fixed-wing turboprop, but it's also been in development now for over a decade, during which its estimated street price has doubled to about $20 million. Earlier this year, Bell took the surprising step of publicly distancing itself from the project, saying it would let its partner, Augusta Westland, head the effort to bring the machine to market. When I saw the machine displayed prominently at NBAA 2008, I had a few questions. Bell Augusta Aerospace's Executive Director of Sales and Marketing, Don Barber, was game to answer them. Don, thanks for taking some time for our listeners. Would it be fair to call the BA-609 a technological offshoot of the V-22?
That's a good quick summary. They're both tilt rotors. After that, there's quite a bit of difference. This is the next generation tilt rotor. It's focused specifically on transport category requirements for the civilian market. So indeed, we are looking to apply the tilt rotor technology for the benefit of the commercial market throughout the world, and allow people to fly with the benefits of both vertical flight, like a helicopter, and fixed-wing flight, as we see around the world now, and particularly at NBAA. With the pressurization of the cabin to allow the creature comforts and the things that you can do with a pressurized cabin that are not available elsewhere. So it's really an exciting aircraft. It's the first fly-by-wire general aviation aircraft. It's the first pressurized cabin of a vertical lift aircraft available in the commercial market.
Okay, a lot of times when a hybrid aircraft like this is developed, the criticism usually comes down that it's not a very good A and it's also not a very good B. How good a vertical lift capability aircraft is it, and how good an airplane is it?
Oh, those are great questions, and they were market drivers for us. We heard those from our customers before we settled on the design drivers for this vehicle. And so we had to answer those by saying it must be a suitable vertical lift aircraft through a wide area of operations and performance. And it must be a suitable fixed wing aircraft as well. And so not only compliant with Part 23, 25, 27, and 29, we have to be operationally pretty suitable. So to answer those, we are by way of giving the right payload mix to vertical lift, meaning there's enough power for you to fly where you want to fly. So you can lift on a hot day at sea level all the way up to Denver at max weights, and in vertical flight, and then stall all the way up above 10,000 feet. So for short takeoff and landing of 300 feet or so, you can stall depart. And then for fixed wing, we know the ranges are available in the fixed wing aircraft of 1,500, 2,000 or more miles. But we started looking at all of the flight plans that are filed in both Europe and in the U.S., and we found that many of them were less than 500 miles. So we're 700 miles range dry tank with suitable passenger sizes, at 9 to standard, 6 for VIP, 11 for high density. And we can hover in Denver and hover at sea level on a hot day, and we can take off vertically and fly 700 miles, 275 knots at 25,000 feet, pressurized comfort, and no icing conditions. So we think we've got a pretty competitive fixed-wing performance as well as a very competitive vertical lift performance, and it's due to the power install that we have. The power-to-weight ratio here is higher than anything else in the commercial vertical lift class, and is provided to us from the Pratt & Whitney PT667s. Very happy with that engine and the rotor performance. Very well defined, and we've hit all the envelope now up to 25,000 feet, and more than 300 knots has been demonstrated. And the aircraft is going to be able to do pretty good competitive helicopter, pretty good competitive fixed wing. And yes, we did answer that.
All right, when you throw the word competitive into the mix here, we have to talk about the economics of the aircraft.
Yeah.
Who is the customer for this aircraft, and how does it pencil out compared to owning, for example, a very nice helicopter?
Okay. The customers are a mix. There's the corporate folks, of course, that would use the aircraft privately as individuals or companies. And then there's the fly-for-hire guys who would actually rent out the aircraft or charter it. And then there's other missions particularly suited to governments for the public good of search and rescue and things like that that would be for civil government interests. So we find orders. Our order book has got all of those covered. For the guy who has a corporate helicopter, the advantages you would see here are in speed and range. It's basically about twice as fast as the typical medium-class helicopters over the years, and about twice as far. So for you may be typically seeing 130 to 150 or so knots in the helicopter, we'll be at 275 knots. And where they would typically be below 4,000 or 8,000 feet for cruise altitude performance, we'll climb to 20 or 25,000 feet. And we'll be able to go, again, 700 miles dry tank range, where typically they plan their missions less than 300. So I think we're going to find both speed and range as an appeal, because there is a bandwidth in there that many of those flight plans, as we saw, were filing around 400 to 500 miles. And that's just right for us, and you'd have to stop for gas in the helicopter, and it would take you much longer to do that. For fuel economy, which everybody's really concerned about these days, you have to look at how many miles can you go on a tank of gas. So look at those helicopters and compare the fuel that they have on board versus the range they have, and then compare that to the 609, and we think you'll find a 2 or 3 times fuel efficiency for miles per gallon that we can deliver with the 609 tilt rotor above that of a helicopter.
All right, Don, you brought up the order book, and so I have to ask you, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you this question. Since the time that a lot of those orders were taken, there has been a substantial change in the estimated to market price of this aircraft. How much of that order book do you think will hang in there, and what do you see for prospects beyond what you have on the books now?
We have seen quite a bit of time pass since we began this project in really the mid to late 90s, and and there have been several orders secured. What we're looking at is a value proposition that, if you compare to alternatives of either a mixed fleet of aircraft, of helicopters and airplanes, compared to the total ownership costs for this one vehicle, we're very competitive. In fact, we'll be less than many of those combinations. And then we provide you the time efficiency of not having to change vehicles and not having to have support crews or insurance or maintenance tails for a variety of aircraft. And basic, we have one hangar that you can fit this one in, wherever you can fit mini fixed wing, and the drip area around it is exactly the same. And the space that takes up by a typical corporate helicopter, this one will fit inside that space and be able to land and come and go at the same places they come and go. So we think it's a very good consolidation opportunity economically, as well as for time on a mission-by-mission basis. We would expect a large number to retain. We have been very happy at the resilience and endurance and patience of our customers as we bring this aircraft to market. It's taken a while, but it's going perfectly in terms of the technology being well incorporated and well proven, and cooperatively with the new certification basis. The aircraft's never been certified. Nothing's ever been certified like this before. So both the FAA and the Europeans are proceeding very deliberately to go through their prior airworthiness regulations and working with us and us with them to determine what is the basis for airworthiness and be able to establish that appropriately and safely so that the confidence of everyone is assured. And we would like to be able to deliver a flawless machine that operates perfectly as you expect. So that's what we're doing.
We'll be back in a moment from the floor of NBAA 2008 with Don Barber, Executive Director of Sales and Marketing for Bell Agusta Aerospace. I'm Paul Flack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plagg, talking today with Don Barber, Executive Director of Sales and Marketing for Bell Augusta Aerospace, about the BA-609 civilian tilt-rotor aircraft.
You mentioned that the technology is, there are significant differences between this aircraft and, say, the V-22.
Right.
On the other hand, one of the things that would not have been around 5 years ago was an extremely happy U.S. Marine Corps.
Right.
They have taken this technology into deployment now,
yeah.
And from all reports we get back, they love it and they want more of it.
That's right.
Is that helping you at all on the civilian side?
I think absolutely yes. The image and confidence of the tilt rotor technology being fielded and reported on around the world is a very good thing, and it certainly strengthens the confidence of everyone for all of the tilt-rotor technology applications, whether it be UAVs or civilian commercial aircraft like we have in the 609, or additional V-22s or additional future aircraft of tilt-rotor technology application. So that does benefit for sure. The key differences between us and the government version are, of course, the pressurized cabin. And then the ability to fly as we are here into the size areas that we are able to go. We're really one third the size of the government V-22s. So it's much smaller vehicle. We're only around 16,000 pounds. They deploy frequently more than 50,000 pounds. So we have a substantial difference in the size. But the operational characteristic of being able to hover with a lot of power margin in a lot of places, and then convert very quickly, less than 2 minutes, into a forward flight opportunity that puts the thrust vector that was propelling you upwards to now propel you more than 270 knots. And then they do it quietly. Now, that's been another characteristic that we've heard come back out of the fielding of the V-22s, is that the tilt rotor is so quiet. You can't hear it coming, and by the time anybody sees you, you're already past. So it doesn't give the cues of other vertical lift aircraft out there. So it's got this wonderfully unique character that it's quiet. And I think it's going to be not only economically friendly, but environmentally friendly. From the fuel efficiency we talked about before, to the noise characteristic both outside the aircraft and inside the aircraft. It's going to be extremely friendly in that regard.
Let's talk about the pilots who will fly this aircraft. Where will they come from? Where will they be recruited from? How will they be trained? And what kind of infrastructure is set up for that now?
We have a discussion underway, of course, with the authorities for training pilots and certifying pilots. Since it is a new category, it's a powered lift category with a tilt rotor type. We're really thinking the initial pilots would come from the open market, presenting themselves with a fixed wing rating, a rotorcraft rating, and an instrument rating. It brings us those three, and they would begin the transition school of both ground school and simulator flying, and then flying the actual aircraft. That would take them to a qualified status as a tilt rotor pilot. So it would be an additional rating that they would achieve on their pilot certificate. And it's very easy to hover. And so we're hearing back from those who've flown the simulator that you see here that it's easier to fly than they expected. So without a tail rotor, it doesn't have a tail rotor. It's just a very simple aircraft to fly. It's very intuitive. The fly-by-wire allows us to do wonderfully appropriate things in the cockpit that benefit the pilot. It's just intuitive in every mode of flight. And so it is going to be a good transition for folks, but it is a new transition. So we will carefully take those aircraft we have on backlog, and there's two pilots to be trained for each of those. So we're looking forward to that, and we have a school in the simulation in our plans that will be certifying new pilots and adding that certificate rating to them for flying the 609 tilt rotor.
Now, Bell Augusta Aerospace was set up as a company specifically for this aircraft. Is there anything more coming out of this collaboration?
One thing at a time. We will do this and do it well. But I think as you listen to the market and see what they think about it and hear the feedback of both the 609 tilt rotor and the V-22 that's out there, there may indeed be other applications and other sizes that will be of interest. The efficiency, especially in the very sensitive fuel economy times, the advantages are clear here. And the opportunities to land other than at a major airport where many delays occur for the groundside infrastructure that can be avoided properly and safely by choosing to go somewhere else, and this aircraft can take you there. So I think it gives opportunity and growth to places that haven't had that before. And then other missions are going to come. The border management missions, the island shuttle missions, the economic development imaginings of so many are now with including this vehicle. And it's allowing things that you can't do any other way. So ship to shore, cruise ships going to shore, not being just a few miles out, but actually being able to go somewhere after you leave the ship, mm-hmm. and 300 or 400 miles to a hospital if you needed to, or to bring a doctor or some caregiver out to the cruise ship, that wouldn't be possible before. And now it is. And so I think many roles are being thought of for the vehicle. And as it's fielded and confidence builds and the support systems are there, who knows? I think it's possible you'll see others, family of vehicles over the many years to come.
Well, Don, you've obviously learned a lot about the product and you represent it well. We wish you all success and we'll be excited to see these at a very small airport near us.
It'll operate at all those small airports and several thousand heliport and vertiports as well. So we're excited for it, and we thank you for covering it. It's an exciting opportunity here for us at this show.
After my talk with Don, I got some time in the simulator, which the company says is a highly accurate model of the BA-609's performance and flight characteristics. If my experience is any indication, learning to fly this aircraft is going to be easier than learning to fly a helicopter. If it proves reliable, operating costs are reasonable, and performance matches the projections, this aircraft may well find a market. And let's face it, even with the economy on shaky legs right now, you know there are going to be buyers who will choose this machine for its ramp presence and sex appeal, even if it doesn't perfectly match the mission. You can find out more about the BA-609 at www.bellaugusta.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.